Now, the Square Kilometre Array, or the SKA, is set to be a groundbreaking new radio telescope operating at a wide range of frequencies with as much as 50 times more sensitivity than any existing telescope of its kind. It should help us to answer some of the really big outstanding questions about our universe. Now, the headquarters will be based at the Jodrell Bank Observatory in Cheshire, but the telescope itself is either going to be located in Australia or in South Africa. This week, Bernie Fanaroff, the project manager for the South African SKA BID, visited London and met up with our own Chris Smith.
It'll be made up of two different kinds of what are called receptors. Most people will know what a satellite dish looks like. A satellite dish is really a mirror. It focuses radio waves from space onto a radio receiver. There'll be another kind of receptor, which is more like a fisheye lens. It sits on the ground. You don't steer it physically, you steer it electronically, but it sees almost all of the sky all the time. So the Square Kilometre Array will be made up of a couple of thousand dishes and 1,000 or so of these fisheye lenses. And the dishes will be spread out over about 3,000 kilometres, the fisheye lenses over a couple of 100 kilometres. They'll all be joined together with optical fibre, so they all look at the same thing at the same time. You feed the signals from all of these dishes and fisheye lenses together into one central computer, and you can process the data to make a picture of whatever it was that they were looking at.
That must be one mega computer.
Well, the estimates are that you'd have to have a computer running at exaflop speeds. Exaflop speeds is of the order of 1,000 times faster than the fastest supercomputers now. The data transport would be several hundred terabits per second. So you're looking at a couple of hundred times more data traffic than you have through the entire World Wide Web at the present time. So it pushes a lot of different technological boundaries.
So why South Africa?
Well, first of all, we have an exceptionally good site. It's very quiet, radio quiet, in the sense that there's very little interference. We've been able to work with our signal broadcasters and our mobile phone operators and others to reduce even further any signals that there are. So it's a very quiet site. The physical characteristics are good. We have large flat areas. Temperatures and winds are benign. There's no extreme weather. And there's a lot of infrastructure already in place, so it's easy to put it down there. And it reduces the costs because the cost of construction is lower. You've got some infrastructure, but also building in South Africa is just more affordable than it would be in many other places.
Is South Africa ready for this kind of project, though? Because to develop that kind of computer and that kind of infrastructure, can the country deliver that at the moment?
Well, we certainly can. First of all, we've got quite a good base of high-tech industry as well as construction and engineering industry with an international track record. But we've done two things which have helped us to develop a really vibrant and world-class community. The first one is that we've been building what we call the Meerkat telescope, which is a scaled-down version of the Square Kilometre Array. It will have 64 dishes instead of a couple of thousand of them. It'll be on the same site in the Karoo. We built the first 7 dishes, and we're commissioning that as a prototype. Then, going with that, we've developed a big bursary and grants program to strengthen our universities. So we have 5 research chairs in our universities. We've had 117 PhD and MSc students in engineering and astronomy. We've got about 100 undergraduates in physics and engineering. We're training technicians and artisans. One of the things which has become clear is that the 100 or so young engineers and scientists who directly work on the project, now I'm excluding the ones in the university, are amongst the best engineers and scientists in the world, and that has been recognised by the rest of the SKA International Consortium.
And if it does go South Africa's way, what will this mean to the country if you get this?
I think it'll be very important for us. First of all, it'll change the way we see ourselves, that we can be a centre for science and astronomy. And one of government's objectives from 1996 is for Southern Africa to be a centre of astronomy. The other thing is I think it'll change the way the world sees us. We're already seeing a lot of very good academics and researchers wanting to come to South Africa to work on the meerkat. And that wasn't so easy a few years back. If we have the SKA in Africa, we'll have more of those people coming, and that will strengthen our innovation system, our universities, and it will just strengthen the whole capability in these high-tech and scientific areas.
And what are the really big questions that you're going to answer with this?
The first one, I think, is that people would like to understand dark energy better. Why is the universe expanding faster and faster? What is the large-scale structure of the universe? It has voids in it, bubbles. How do the bubbles originate? What has happened to the structure of the universe over the life of the universe? It will enable us to study galaxies and how galaxies form and evolve so that we can understand better what dark matter is. Both dark energy and dark matter are known to be there because we can see their effects, but we don't know what they are. So those are very interesting challenges. Then it will test Einstein's theory of gravitation by enabling us to look for gravitational waves, by enabling us to study what happens very close to black holes. It'll look for protoplanets. These are all very exciting questions.
Bernie Fanaroff talking to Chris Smith at the South African High Commission this week. Regardless which country, the SKA is planned to start construction in 2016 and should be fully operational by 2024. So it'll be very exciting to see if that happens and if it does, the results that they start getting.